Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast today. As we continue on in a message I began a number of days ago on the ministry of prophets and the gift of prophecy. And as yesterday's broadcast came to a close, I was sharing a passage, beautiful passage, out of Isaiah, the 40th chapter. And it speaks about the voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, every valley will be exalted, every mountain will be made low. And I'd like to pick up in verse 6. And the voice said, cry. And he said, what shall I cry? All flesh is grass, and all the goodliness thereof is as the flower of the field. The grass withereth, the flower fadeth, because the Spirit of the Lord bloweth upon it. Surely the people is grass. The grass withereth, the flower fadeth, but the word of our God shall stand forever. Praise God. Verse 9 says, O Zion, that bringest good tidings, beloved, that's you and me, get thee up into the high mountain, O Jerusalem, that bringest good tidings. Lift up thy voice with strength. Lift it up. Be not afraid, and say unto the cities of Judah, behold your God. Beloved, that's what we should be doing. Our tongue should be the pen of a ready writer. We should be able to give a reason for the hope that is within us. We should be able to talk about what Jesus has done in our lives. And wherever we go, I believe as we pray, God will make opportunities for us to plant seeds. Some plant, some water, and others have the joy of seeing the harvest come in. They reap. Verse 10 says, behold, the Lord God will come with a strong hand, beloved, he will, with 10,000 of his angels and his saints, and his arm shall rule for him. Behold, his reward is with him, and his work before him. He shall feed his flock like a shepherd. He shall gather the lambs with his arm and carry them in his bosom, and shall gently lead those that are with young. I think that's one of my favorite chapters. I just love, I love Isaiah, and the 40th chapter is just glorious and exquisite in talking of the things of the Lord. And also in the 8th verse, let me just share that. The grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of your God will stand forever. 1 Peter 1:25 says, and states, declares, the word of the Lord endures forever. God's word is forever settled in heaven. Heaven and earth may pass away, and it will. God creates a new heaven and a new earth, but this word will never pass away. The word, personage, the character, the plan, and eternal purpose will never fail, for it is the very expression of God Himself. The Logos is the same as God, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hear what John says, the opening verses of the Gospel of John. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, speaking of the Trinity, and the Word was God. This is Jesus. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. And I have to read verse 4. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. Praise God. So, beloved, we see that God has given us an inerrant, infallible guide, something we can actually put our hands on, we can read, digest it, meditate upon it, and we know that that word is not just for our lives today, but will go on into eternity, because the character and the will of God has never changed. We're talking about the Logos, and God's Logos, beloved, it's creative. Obviously, He spoke the worlds into existence, the world and the fullness thereof. It is self-fulfilling. It is powerful. It is true. It's inerrant. It's infallible, complete, and life-giving. It is trustworthy and sure. Praise God. The Lord says in His Word, I don't remember quite the reference now, but when He sends forth His Word, it will prosper in the things that He sent it to, and it will accomplish the things that He desires. Any seeming failure or inconsistency, beloved, it's due to our failure in understanding, in believing, in responding, in obeying, and seeking to fulfill that unfailing word. The Logos word is consistent, it is absolute, it is the standard by which all other expressions, concepts, revelations, listen to me now, doctrines, preachings, and prophecies are to be judged or measured. Let me say it again. It's the standard by which all other expressions, concepts, revelations, doctrines, preachings, and prophecies are to be judged or measured. There is no power which can keep the Logos, the Word, from eternally being and becoming all it proclaims. No angel, no human, no devil in hell, nor any other power can prevent God's Word from being fulfilled. Hear the word of the Lord, and well, here we are, Isaiah 55, 9 and 11, "For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain cometh down, and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower, and bread to the eater. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it." Hallelujah. So, beloved, every word of God is inspired, and those who are going on in the things of God, those who are believing God, those who are part of that remnant, if you will, because God has always had a remnant, are those who believe what this principle that I'm just sharing. In fact, those who do not, those who do not accept it, basically it's as I said before on this broadcast, that's the deciding factor in terms of whole denominations. They're being split and have been and are continuing to be. It's everything is being based on the Word of God. Beloved, there's a great apostasy that's come to the church, and it all centered around the Word of God. Some feel, well, you know, the Bible needs to be interpreted. It needs to be culturally relevant for the day in which we are living. Nonsense. The Word of God, if we can't measure up to it, we need to repent, and we need to know that, beloved, there is no other way. It's going to be God's way, period. And for those that will bow their knee to the Lord, they learn to love that way. Amen. It's not a harsh, hard thing. But now let's look at another Greek word that I was sharing we were going to talk about, and that's rhema. That's the rhema word of God. And it has been said it might be considered a word from the Word. Vine's Expository Dictionary of the New Testament words explains it this way. Rhema denotes that which is spoken, what is uttered in speech and writing, in the singular, a word. The significance of rhema as distinct from the Logos is exemplified in the injunction to take the word of the Spirit, which is the sword of the Spirit, which is the word or rhema of God. In Ephesians 6:17, it says, we know the word of God is true, but our offensive weapon is the sword of the Spirit. And that word there in Ephesians 6:17 is rhema, that word that applies to our particular situation. I'm sure if you've walked with the Lord any length of time, if you're in a particular battle, the Holy Spirit will quicken an absolute scripture that is pertinent. Let me give you an example. The very testings of Jesus in the wilderness, after he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, the devil came to him, the first temptation, he says, okay, if you're the Son of God, change these stones to bread, because afterwards he was hungered. And what did he say? A rhema word from the word of God. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. And so when we talk about rhema, it's not a reference to the whole Bible as such, but to an individual scripture which the Spirit brings to remembrance for use in the time of need. A prerequisite being the regular storing up in the mind and in the heart with scripture. A rhema is that timely, Holy Spirit-inspired word from the Logos that brings life, power, and faith to perform and fulfill it. Praise God. So, beloved, well, I want to be able to share and continue on tomorrow's broadcast, so I invite you to tune in as we continue on in this most important understanding of God's Word and Rhema, and why is it so important for our lives today? Because you know what, beloved, we need to hear from God, not just in reading the Word of God, but personally in His life, to hear that still small voice, to hear Him speak to us out of the Word of God as we read the Word of God. Beloved, hunger after the Word of God. Learn to love the Word of God. Because it's our life. The way of the Lord is strength to the upright, beloved. Well, my time has flown by, but I close with an invitation for you to write and share your prayer requests. The announcer will give our contact information, and I count it a privilege to stand with you in prayer. I love you, pray for you every day, UCM partners, as well as my radio family, those who have never written. I still remember you in prayer. But if you have a specific need, you better let me know so I can agree with you. God bless you. I love you. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glasse. May God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh,